Does that mean you fishing?
That's
what?
You and me fishing right now. We're going to have to come up with a name for it. Welcome, as a little Jimmy Riddle there with a little Ethan. If you watch T Hall and a Hee Haw fan like Munson and Flynn are.
Oh, man. Best show ever.
I wish they'd bring it back.
It's on RFD TV if you get that on the, I don't know what network it would be on.
Y'all get that as part of your cable package in Bergen, probably.
Yep. It's a cable package. It may be just getting there from late. It may be just been circling the air for a while, but I watch it Sunday night.
I thought I heard somebody down in Bergen the other day say, there's a new show on called Hee Haw or something like that. Welcome to Big League Fishing. We're here today feeling in an Ethan kind of mood. And I remember we tried to do that. I can't do it.
I can't either.
But we're going to explain to anybody who might be an Ethan fan, we're going to have Jimmy Riddle come on and explain to them exactly how you do that.
Yeah.
So it'll be good. Yeah. Anyway, the weather is warm. It feels like spring is in the air.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of weather? We got a little bit of water around, but, you know, the fish are already wet, and it's time to start fishing, my friend.
And we are headed that way. We are so pumped as we come to you today taping this show. We are going to take off and head down to... on Golden Pond.
On Golden Pond. We're going to Dale Hollow Pond.
Here we're going to the big place. I mean, I'm excited. Now, Dale doesn't necessarily get muddy as much as some of the other.
No, but the rivers will. I'm sure Wolf River and the Obi River is probably going to be chocolate mud. But, you know, when it gets color to it, it's a really good lake to fish with a crankbait.
Oh.
As all of them are, but Dale Hollow especially.
Even this time of year right now, I mean, you can go down there.
Yeah, because this water coming in is pretty warm. It's 70 degrees. You
that's
know.
True.
It's good night. But now it's supposed to get cold today as we speak. But
will we find any 50-degree water, you think?
Oh, yeah. It was 52 at Cumberland the other day, a buddy of mine told me. So I'm sure we'll find some good water.
I am going to take a crankbait. I got a pretty crankbait that somebody has to throw.
Surely then, you're not going to bring crankbait and spinnerbait and dirtbait and
keep going.
Jig,
yep.
A-rig,
yep.
Swim bait.
Yep. One flipping stick.
Flipping stick.
No, I think that'll do it.
That's right.
That's eight. That's not bad.
That's eight, yeah. You know, we need a bag. We need to invent a bag like a golf bag because you got these fishing rods are just like golf clubs.
Yeah.
You got a specialty rod for every special occasion. And
that's true.
You have it right there.
Well, no. What the boat has to do is come up with a better way to store them so that you don't have to put – I mean, I don't know how they can do that because you got 20 of them. How many rods you got in your boat?
Several, probably 15.
All right, and I mean, there's plenty of places to put them, but you just keep finding a way to get another rod and reel left.
No, I'll tell you what happened to me one time. I was fishing a BFL on Old Hickory Lake in Tennessee. I drew this guy, and he said, I've got something I'm trying to get Bass Pro Shops to take away from me and take a trademark on it. I said, really? He said, yeah. You'll see it in the morning. You'll think it's the neatest thing ever. Well, he shows up with a piece of plywood with a little handle cut out of it, and he had five rods on one side with little holders on them and five on the other side. He come walking out there with that big piece of plywood and all those rods on that plywood like a big board.
Yeah.
And then he strapped it down across the back of my deck. He put two elastic straps around to the back end and two around my seats. I went, no. Now I'm thinking, I'm going down the lake at 65 to 70 miles an hour, and the wind catches that thing, it might just parachute us straight up. I didn't know.
Good
I really
point.
Didn't know. I didn't know if it'd fly off, hit us in the head. I was pretty uncomfortable with it. And then he had to move it around all day every time he tried to, because it covered the whole back. You know, he said, I don't need a boat seat because he had to have that whole floor back there, you know. I was a little bit uncomfortable.
Nothing happened, though?
No, it stayed strapped down, but he had 14 bungee cords strapped around.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to do that tomorrow. I'm going to have a bunch tomorrow because we don't know how we're going to catch a fish. We'd like to be able to tell you that we know how.
But we'd be lying.
But we would be lying. That's what this ought to be. The big league fishing ought to be big league lying.
Hey, we're good at that. I'm good at that.
You know, I've told you once before, God, I don't know how many people walk up to me and say, when are you going to tell us how to catch fish? Well, as soon as I find out. It's tough, although have been some big numbers that are going on down at Dale and at Cumberland, on the weekends, right?
They're biting, yeah. Of course, all this rain has got both lakes jumping. I mean, Cumberland's come up quite a bit, you know, with all that Eastern Kentucky rain we've had. Dale Hollow's come up some, but I've also heard that Dale Hollow's already on the way down. So they're probably trying to catch up with it before it gets too, because we got rain expected for all next week as well.
Wow. I know Harrington's up. I don't know if it got to the parking lot yet, but it was on its way when I was down there last week.
Now, we got lots of warm weather coming. The extended two-week forecast is all in the 40s and 50s and a few 70s next week. So, I mean, we're going to have some days where it gets cold. But
really?
Buddy, you know what? It's coming. I mean, it's here. It's time to go.
Well, it's kind of what we've been waiting for. So, if you're like me, Got all the line put on your rod and reel.
How many times do you rely on your rod?
You know, not as much as I normally do.
Oh, really?
No, I really haven't because I just haven't been fishing as much.
Yeah.
You know, I busted up my hand, so I didn't go too much, and I just have been traveling, so I'm kind of glad. This is going to be a welcome little relaxing getaway for us.
Good. I'm ready to
now,
go.
Having said that, I don't want to just go fishing. I want to go catching.
Let's go catching.
So we are going to take plenty of pictures if we can. We're going to try to videotape it so we can put it on Facebook.
Maybe some wildlife pictures in here for sure. I mean, we may not be any fish, but we might get some deer
and
eagles.
That's part of fishing is that's the right. Ambiance.
The what?
Yeah. And okay. So ambiance, you know. It's
cultural language.
Josh, you're educated. What's that? Tell him what that means.
The atmosphere, the sound, the coming back at you, I believe.
The sights and sounds and, you know, it's just kind of the setting.
Oh, okay.
That's the ambiance, you
I
know.
I have
so,
learned something today.
Yeah. I'm anxious for you to use that again
I
in a sentence
that.
Sometime.
I will use that.
Hey, you and I are going to be speaking in a week or so, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I'm excited about
we
that.
We have finally got that. If you're out in listening land and you want to come down here, me and Keith, we're going to go over to your church.
Yeah, Carpenters Christian. They're on 127 Bypass in Harrodsburg.
We're going to have a wild game dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the cost for people that just
nothing.
Show up?
Come see us.
Really?
Come see
well,
us.
It's because they had to pay us all that big money.
Yeah, we got all that.
All right, we'll talk more Big League Fishing when we return here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you're listening to my favorite radio show, Big League Fishing with Doug and Keith.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. You know, we were talking about that Ethan.
Yeah.
You ever wonder how you do that?
How you do that?
Well, I'm going to show
start
you
right
here.
Start out with the letter E. Mm-hmm. You say E. Mm-hmm. I say E, and then you go... and then you kind of gasp. And you put the three together, E, like that. And then you do I. See, and E, I'll do it real slow.
See, they don't have quality TV or radio like that anymore.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. That's just slap awesome.
That is so good. I know. Oh, my gosh. That's
I've heard you say that when you, you know, when you fell over the boat seat that time, fell on the floor. I mean, you were saying that kind of stuff. You just head to the ground. That is too good.
I would love to be able to do that.
Me too. We'll practice.
Let's practice that.
I'll do
and
it.
And then we get, and then, yeah, I mean, he's also a talented musician, as we know. He's. Plays a harmonica and
guitar,
a little bit. Of all those guys on Hee Haw were good.
I'm telling you.
You know, what I really miss about that stuff. I mean, I love fishing shows, and the fishing shows are good. But some of the fishing shows now we're making them too planned.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I understand you got to cut stuff out, but make it more like we are out in a boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Just everything happens.
Everything happens, and you know, because when it looks too perfect,
including the hooks in the hand. And...
Oh, we've done that one. I don't ever want to do that again because that is not a good feeling.
No, it is not a good feeling. When you look down, there's a treble hook in your hand somewhere. That
and you're
good.
Trying to pull it out. That's when it really troubles. I did. I say
you said it ain't working.
It ain't working.
I jerked.
That's like what a puppet.
I jerked you, Eve.
Eve. Yeah. Put a little duct tape on that baby.
Yeah,
we duct taped
and black taped and
we probably, as clumsy as I am and have been, ought to take some Neosporin and Band-Aids out in the boat.
Yeah, I've got it in the boat.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't even offer it that time.
Yeah, remember we put Neosporin on it. We didn't have any Band-Aid. The Band-Aids didn't stick. Remember, I put the Band-Aid on it, and then it didn't stick.
All I remember is duct tape.
Well, we put the duct tape to make the Band-Aid stick, and it was black tape, I think.
Yeah, well, it was.
Electrical tape.
Electrical tape is what it was. That's right.
You might be a redneck.
No, we are rednecks. All right, here's what we're doing. We're going fishing, and we're leaving out early in the morning, and we're going to Dale Hollow, and we are going to try to catch you something. All right, if there happens to be other folk amongst us that are going to be out there, which there may be. Tell us what is our approach tomorrow?
Tomorrow, if I was going fishing tomorrow, which I am.
Which you am.
I would think you could start off, you can't go wrong with the jig this time of year, of course. And on Dale Holler,
looking for what kind of water?
You want to fish, right now it's going to be kind of hard because I don't know what the water color is going to be in these creeks. I would run at least halfway up in the creeks and still fish your deeper banks right now.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Would you try to find clear water and then try to find that water that's somewhere in between clear and muddy? Would they be in that type water?
Yeah, yeah. You don't want it muddy. Cold, muddy water is bad.
Yep.
It's hard to catch them in cold, muddy water. Now, warmer, muddy water, murky, you know, that's good, but right now, this time of year, the water's going to be in the 40s, or low 50s at the max. But I would look for the – in fact, you can go in these creeks right now and go all the way past the muddy water that's coming in, where the water's coming in clear, and that's probably where your fish are going to be bunched up.
Well, that's
on Harrington Lake,
for example.
You definitely
want to go where they bunched up.
On the Harrington Lake, for example, you could probably go in the very back of Cane Run Creek or the very back of Rocky Fork, or the best place would probably be up in the river just as far as you can go without hitting bottom.
Where the new water's coming
through. Yeah, you got a lot of current. There'll be a lot of water rolling in, but it'd be just like fishing a little creek. But they will stack in them places you can sit and throw in the same spot and catch fish after fish.
Well, that's what we want to do tomorrow. Will we find current tomorrow? Do you find much of that at Dale Hollow?
Probably not. I wouldn't think so unless we run up in the Obie River or the Wolf River, you know, way up in the headwaters or something. But because we're going to be fishing in the middle section of the lake around Sulphur Creek in that area, I doubt that it'd be coming in that strong in that area. It could be. We'll look for it, but I doubt it.
So you got a feeling we'll probably start off with a jig.
We'll probably start off throwing a jig or
casting
a jerk
jig
bait.
Yeah, or
casting jig, 3/8 ounce casting jig. Okay. And you can put whatever trailer you prefer, the twin tail grub. You got some of those the other day. The twin tail grub works perfect.
Do you want something that has a lot of movement or any movement, or need something that's kind of more subtle?
Yeah, of course, if you got a twin tail, that's going to slow the bait fall a little bit down, and you want it to fall slow right now this time of year. You don't want.
I probably won't throw a twin tail unless I put it on a half ounce.
Right, and then drag it. Of course, on Dale, we have grass, hopefully, off some of those big long points, and we can drag it through that grass.
Yes,
there's a lot of fish being caught that way right now. Jerk bait on top of them, A-rig. You know, throw the A-rig out there. And, of course, in Tennessee, you're going to have three with hooks in it. Yeah. You can have 15 baits on there, but you can only have three with hooks on it.
Am I right? So that means I got to cut off two really nice hooks.
I've got plenty. Don't do that. I've got a bunch that I've saved.
You got some dummies?
I've got some dummies besides myself.
Hey, well, I tell you, I got me a nice order from our good friends at D&L. They sent some nice.
Oh, man, they make some really great stuff.
They do make good stuff. They have some of the best hooks I've seen when it comes to throwing Alabama rig.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of their light wire. I think they call
that's what these are.
The jig.
Yeah, if you get them hung up, you can just.
Yeah, and it'll bend loose.
Pull it loose.
Because you got
bend it out a little
50
bit.
To 65 pound test braid on there where you can pull it loose. Now, tomorrow at Dale Hollow has more, well, any more coming. It's got all these trees that's in the water, these little undergrowth and whatnot. But you can rig your swim baits weedless. Use a weighted hook like I showed you the other day with the weighted hook or with the screw-in type of, they call them hitchhikers. Put that on your hook and then put your weight on it, and that way you can tow right in the middle of the tree. See, and at Cumberland, that was the biggest problem I had.
Well, I should have got a bunch more of those today then when we went out there shopping.
I've got a bunch of them, I told you.
I've
got plenty of baits and hooks
stuff. So. Yeah, because I know we've had some great days down there on the rig, but I'd love to get into some good smallies tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And the key is, you know, it's not like any time of year. You want to vary your retrieve and how slow it is. And jerk bait will work on a lot of jerking or a lot just jerk and let it pause for a long time. You know, there's just all kinds of things you can do. Just right now you got to experiment a little bit, and once you find them, you can catch them.
Do you think there's a big difference in the size of the baits you put on your Alabama rigs? I mean, do you still try to match a hatch, or you just try to
get not a bunch this of time of year, not so much, because you got a lot of dying shad. If you know, so the other day we were at Harrington, remember how many shad we saw dying? Yeah. They were anywhere from the smaller ones are going to be, of course, most likely to be dying first because they're not as strong. But most of your shad that's dying are 3 or 4 inches long, you know. So I don't think it really makes a whole lot of difference. Might be a good idea to put one big one right in the middle, and then the small ones on the side. It makes it look like a big one's dying, too, because that's what they're eating. They're just eating those shads dying, floating to the bottom.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Or sinking to the bottom.
All right. You listen to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson over at the wonderful studios of Mr. Josh Toughness, camper extraordinaire, father extraordinaire, broadcaster extraordinaire. Hey, by the way, Podge, are you doing any ball games this week, or are you finished?
No. We're going into districts next week. We're finishing up this week right now on, you know, the regular season. So districts and then regionals should be a lot of fun.
Who is the regular season favorite?
Scott County, I think.
Was that right? For this area?
I mean, Scott County or LCA as far as those two are going to get out of their districts for sure. I'd say what you're looking at is either Lexington Christian, Lexington Catholic, or Lexington Christian Lafayette. Well, actually, the way that it's stacked up with Lexington Christian Lafayette, unless they do a loser's bracket, then Lexington Catholic or Lexington Christian could be eliminated very early.
Really?
So we'll see which it is. But yeah, Lexington Christian Lafayette, Lexington Catholic Lafayette, one of those two. And then on the other hand, you're looking at Scott County and probably Bryan Station. And those will come out of the districts, and then when you talk about regionals going into Region 13,
we were always the 11th region around here. And now it's
what is this? Still 11th right now?
Well, some of it is.
What's the district?
I misspoke. It is the 11th region. For some reason, I was thinking 13th region.
Okay, yeah, 13th
district is 42 and 43rd.
That's right. And then the 12th, I know that's one y'all used to be.
Yeah, we're down in the 12th right now, Mercer County and Lincoln County, Somerset,
Monticello,
that area. So,
yeah, that's good. All right, well, it's basketball time, and we won't talk about it. There was another team that's been playing that hadn't done too good. They've lost four in a row now.
Well, you know, you can fuss at them. I watch them. I'm supporting them. I want them to win. They're just not very good, I don't think. They just need to learn. They got the talent, maybe, you know.
So maybe.
Just don't give up on them. I don't think any of them are doing what they're doing on purpose. They're trying hard.
it doesn't seem to be the type of basketball IQ we've grown accustomed to.
No. And, you know, they play really good spurts of basketball.
Yeah.
And then they play some really bad spurts of basketball. I mean, when you jump in there and pass the ball, nobody to pass to, that's bad basketball.
Well, when you don't score for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you go through spurts of, like, they went through a 3.5 or 4 minute spurt and then a 5 minute spurt where you don't score at all. I mean.
And they're still in the game. Despite all that, they're still in the game.
That's
so,
true.
You know, if they ever. They correct a few things. That'd be okay. The thing is, they're running out of time, you know.
They'd get it ready for the NIT, huh?
Yeah. Let's hope not.
I know what they have to do, looks like now almost, is win the conference.
Yeah, yeah.
To go to the NCAA.
Think so? I think they'll still get in.
Well, they're, 17-9, I think?
Yeah.
Which, you
They'll win four or five more games. Well, they got five left, six left?
They're, a game below 500?
In the SEC, there's 6-7, so.
I don't know. It's tough. It's hard to watch, though.
Yeah, it is.
Because you get so spoiled around here.
Any kind of good Reds news?
I don't know if there's any new news. They haven't done anything all winter.
It would be news.
It would be news.
No news is good news.
Yeah. Wow. The good news would be that it looks like all the guys that have been hurt for the last couple of years, like Dee Sclafani and Finnegan, the pitchers, look like they're healthy.
Good.
So if they project Bailey, Finnegan, Dee Sclafani, Castillo, and maybe Lorenzen as their starters, and then you got Sal Romano and a bunch of other guys that are trying to jump on there. So, you know, if they're healthy, they can be pretty good.
Yeah. Bailey's been out, a year and a half or so? Or, I mean,
he signed a 6-year contract, and he's only pitched. Oh, I think he pitched 13 games last year.
Golly.
But he was out the year before that. So they're hoping he's going to be well.
Yeah.
If he is, then it could be something good. So
I hope so.
When we come back, we're going to tell you how we're going to catch all these fish.
Biggest, too.
You listening to Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Boudreaux Mitt from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
So if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. So for Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing.
And if we can't catch you on the water, you can catch us on the podcast app on Apple iPhones or on Google Play. You can just subscribe to us there. Just search Big League Fishing on either of those apps. And we'll pop up, and you can subscribe to us and give us reviews. We always like reviews. 5 stars, of course.
5 stars. We have made it to the big time.
We are podcasters.
Hey, this is former Cincinnati Red Doug Flynn and my pro fishing buddy Keith Munson. Hey, Keith, it's the winter time, but if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse, if you want to stay warm, if you want to fish, if you want to hike, or if you want to shoot or hunt, they got everything in the world.
Everything, absolutely everything you need. From fishing, hunting, keeping your feet and your toes warm, your nose warm.
Hey, that's important too.
Guys, you're forgetting about camping.
Oh, that's right. We got the camper extraordinaire, Mr. Josh Stoffness.
That's true.
Who got suited up pretty good. Hey, Josh, can you camp in this type of weather?
Absolutely, if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's just tell you this. If you're looking for the very best in quality and everything you could absolutely want when it comes to fishing, hunting, or just recreation, go see our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing, your source for the very best in fishing knowledge.
We're sorry.
It's better to ask forgiveness than permission, so we just go ahead and say say, I'm sorry. But I do, I mean, people are serious. They want to know. You and I went down to Harrington one day. We didn't do very good. But we also, I haven't been to Cumberland. I haven't heard anybody's been to Cumberland.
Cumberland's been biting. It took the weights were down a little bit last weekend. They had a little fish off somehow down at the dam, and it took 20 pounds for 2 days.
Oh. So
it'd been taking that for one, but yeah. You know, it's wintertime. But I think the water rising as quick as it did and all the rain that we had last weekend kind of hurt that. But they.
All right, tell me, Mr. Pro Fisherman, what do fish do? As the water rises, do they rise with it or do they stay where they are?
I seem to do both. I think most of the time if it's a cold rise or the same temperature, you know, not really changing any, I think they usually stay right where they're at. And I have seen them when the water comes in warm and water rises, they'll be right there with it. They come up with it.
Really?
Most of the time it happens later in the spring. Now, I was at Kentucky Lake one year, and they had a tremendous flood down there, and that water jumped like 8 foot. And the water was already in the bushes.
Mm.
And we were catching flipping bushes. Well, it comes up 8 foot. Of course, you know how flat Kentucky Barkley is. The fish didn't move. I mean, I was fishing, bank bushes, just like I thought they'd move right up, but they weren't. We had to back out to where they originally were at, I guess where they were spawning, and they just stayed put right in those areas. They were like 8 foot deep bushes where they were just barely in the water, you know, the week before. So
when's the first BFL come there?
The first BFL come to Kentucky Lake?
No, come to Del Hollow.
It is in 2 weeks from today.
I thought it was getting pretty soon.
So we'll be right there in 2 weeks.
So it may be a time where they are starting to get
that's
on.
That's kind of what me and you are doing, is doing this as a scouting report.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Good, yeah. So we're going to go down there and...
Will I be here?
We will have our game face on.
What's the date of the BFL?
March the 3rd. Which is 2 weeks from Saturday.
I could go fish that.
Well, yeah,
I don't leave till the 4th.
You're more than welcome to come with me.
Go down and practice with you and then get hooked in like you did last time. That was fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
And they bit, didn't they?
Wow.
When you catch, what was there, 20 stringers over 20 pounds
or
something like over 19 pounds? It's just an unbelievable amount of fish that was caught down there.
And, I mean, is that the tournament that you had one that got off a dandy?
It was a big one. Probably the biggest fish I've ever hooked at Dale Hollow. Yeah. It was a giant. It really was. My partner only caught 3 fish that day, but they weighed 14 and a half pounds. So he caught everything but get a 6
you
and
had
5.
What, 17?
I had almost 19. Had 18.
Excuse me.
No, I had almost 18. I had 17 something. Finished 28th.
And I had 17 something and finished 9th.
Yeah, yeah. Just unbelievable how much they caught. I mean, I just can't believe it.
191 boats, and I mean, the fish were coming in, and we just kept watching and going, wow.
Yeah. The good thing is, you catch that, you're kind of disappointed that you finished as low as you did, but if they come in with all those weight and we only caught one or two, then we'd really
felt bad. Yeah, that's true.
But it was a fun. Dale Hollow is my favorite. I mean, it's my favorite cold water lake in the state. And I mean, it's just
any time of year.
Any time of year, yeah. And it's a great night lake if you like night fish. You know, it's got grass. It's got depth. You can run up in the rivers and fish shallow stuff if you want to, or you can fish deep off ledges, humps. It's just a good place to fish. It's beautiful on top of that, some of Kentucky's beautiful water.
Well, we need to get some great pictures and put them on Facebook and spread them around Twitter and everything, let people take a look at how pretty
it is. I do have some old pictures of us on Dale Hollow with some nice fish, so if all else fails, we'll get some
kind of
picture
on it.
We may look a little younger, but we will have some pictures of some big fish on there.
I can't quit this little cough. Anybody else bugged by this sinus and flu and all that junk, or am I the only one that caught it in Kentucky?
No, I believe everybody in the state of Kentucky is doing that.
Don't say flu. Don't say flu.
Boy, flu's going around bad. Greg, my boss, he is bad sick.
You know what's great is we all got vaccinated for the Class A, and nobody got – it was Class B that was getting everybody sick. Why don't they vaccinate us for Class B? However that works. I mean, I ain't a smart man, but I would think.
What's that they called up in the eastern part of the state? The Heine flu? The H1N1?
H1N1, yeah. Heine. Hey, you know, we're getting older now.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Do you ever have any friends that'll just bug you about it or anything?
Bug about the...
Yeah, about, I mean, they just, that's all they do is gripe about how they're getting old. I got a buddy like that.
Who's that?
Hey, well, I don't know if you know, I can't say his name, but all I know is he called me one day and he said he wanted to borrow some money. And I went, well, all right. He said, I need to borrow some money because he wanted to go and have some plastic surgery done because he's getting old.
Yeah.
So I loaned him the money, and bad news, I'll never get it back because I don't know what he looks like now.
It wouldn't be me, would it?
No. What to look around.
I just tell you straight up, I'm going to beat you out of it one way or another. You know, Doug, can I borrow
you? You don't ever loan anymore. You just give it away.
That's
the
right.
Best way to do it, if you can, or don't give it away.
That's like our trip to Sportsman's today. Josh, I talked him into buying a bunch of bait. They had some beautiful baits out, new baits that's out, and they were showing us all that stuff. And I said, Dougie, why don't you buy some
It
extras?
Was Nick. Yeah. Nick took us in the back room and showed us that stuff.
All that stuff and all the good colors, of course. And,
we got some good colors.
And then all I got to do is say, you're the first one to see this. Well, we were probably the 30th one back there. But
that basket was full. When we got there, it was at the bottom. They just couldn't get rid of that. That's Dean and Nick. Buddy, you better hope we catch some fish on these things this week.
Anyway, Josh, I talked him into buying some extra baits for old Keith. So hey, I bought some too, but I'm going to save mine, use his, Marn.
Hey, let me ask you something. Now, you've done been to a lot of bait stores and stuff like Bass Pro and all those others, but I dare say there's not a whole lot of fishing departments better than the one they got.
Oh, it's gigantic, and they got everything. And they picked up the Profound Outdoors now, Timmy Horton.
Oh, that's right.
You know, they used to only get it on the internet. They got the great deep diving crankbaits and rattle traps and you name it, or vibrating baits. But they, you know, and so and that's pretty neat to have because you can actually pick it up and look at it.
Yeah.
You know, you look at it on a picture on the internet, it's hard to tell what you're looking at.
But they look like you're looking through a TV screen when you look at them.
Yeah.
They're really good looking.
Yeah.
And they, so, all right, we about run out of time in this little segment. I know. Well, it's just this segment. But when we come back, we're gonna really enlighten these folks about just how good a fisherman that we really
so we
used
to lie
be.
The next segment.
No, how we used to be, oh, really. Okay. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Hit it, boys!
Come on, Bailey. Won't you come on?
I'm on the whole
night. Sounds like you tripping over every tackle box in our boat.
We got it. I'll bring my speaker this week on this trip. So yeah. We can have plenty of music out there. And we can play anything we want like this stuff.
Well, if you remember a few years ago, we were down there and cats were in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, the
and
good old days.
We got up in the middle part of the lake there and didn't have any service.
That's right.
So we had to fire and run back up in the river.
So we could hear the game.
So we hear the game. We'd already fished up there. I said, well, I really don't care if I fish here or not, but we've got 2 hours to kill. So.
Yeah, well, we might get to do a little bit of that, too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Got to get the girls back on track tonight, too, or as we're taping this. The
girls are playing pretty good, though. I mean,
They're playing hard, and they're playing good, but they're playing just so many good teams.
Oh, my goodness. Is there a bad girls team in the SEC?
Not many.
I don't think there is. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, Kentucky's at the bottom of the list, and I think they're a pretty decent team.
They are. They play hard, too. Yeah. Matthew's really got them playing hard, and that's good to see.
I like watching Macy Moore. She can just light it up. Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Just light it up.
She plays hurt, too, by golly.
Yeah, she does.
She ought to just walk off that floor and get right into a modeling magazine.
She could do that, too, but she's an awesome little ball player out there.
And a local from Kentucky. So
She's from the mountains. That's right.
But she's done good. I would like to see them get going again.
We need some Kentucky boys on this basketball.
Amen. Men. I agree. Now, you don't just need some on there to sit the bench, but go find the best you can find. So, I mean, people will pull for those guys. I mean, it's hard when it looks like you as a fan and a coach want the games more than the players.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really true, probably, but if you've got a vested interest in Kentucky and you love your state and you love your school, man, you're going – I know because I played there for a year. You're going to play your heart out.
Oh, yeah. Most kids in Kentucky dream of playing there, you know.
So I'd like to see them, find some kind of local kids to come. You know, but get some – there's something they can play.
When you were growing up, did you play out in your backyard and pretend like you were fouled with 1 second left to go in the game? You was down by one. And
yeah.
I've done that lots of times. Missed the free throw. Ah, he was in the lane. Get shoot again.
Shoot again. Yeah.
I played until I finally won the ball. Yeah.
We all did it. I mean, we used to play silly games like I'd open up a sock drawer and I'd play basketball on there, shooting a sock in a drawer. Yeah. We'd make a little basketball go and put it up over the door frame and always inventing stuff. And I heard somebody say the other day, well, that'll never happen again because – now they've got all these computers and things that Xbox. Make it so lifelike to play a ball game, and instead of having to invent it on your own and do it on your own.
Right. Bailey has an Xbox that we play, and it'll have the game that was on that night. The pros.
No.
Like if the Warriors and the Cavaliers played, the next day you can plug that in. That's what's on there, and you control the controllers. And it's even got the announcers. It sounds just like it. You know, he'll say pass across court, dunk, and all that. I mean, it's crazy.
Well,
it's
you look now, crazy. I mean, there was a time when you'd say the kids that, you know, like, you got to be back at a certain time. I don't want to come home that early. Now you can't get them out of the house.
That's true.
I mean, you know, you got a grandbaby, and you got her playing ball and doing stuff. So
I had the old Atari
game. I saw her picture the other night. You all had her all dolled up in makeup and fancy dress.
Oh, is that wrong?
Dress.
That was wrong, wasn't it?
That was really wrong. No, she looked like she's about 20.
Yeah, I didn't like that one bit.
I kind of got the feeling you might not.
She come in there and said, no.
Did Rita fix her up or did
her Leah? Mama and Rita both. I think her mama did most of it. Oh, okay. She did a lot of them, sure, but she's growing up on me.
Is she 13 now?
13, yeah.
That's
so
dumb.
She's getting big on
How's
me.
How's her ball handling skills?
She's getting better. She plays JV, and they only had like 5 JV games this year, so their season's done. But she's still practicing with the team, so she'll be fine.
I'll be there.
She'll be fine.
And you'll be back coaching them again.
I'm going to try to help more as it comes.
You hear that, Josh?
Yeah.
You can't get away from it.
I love it.
Josh, tell us how you been, bud. You doing all right?
Been good. Yeah.
When are you going to go on a camping trip?
Next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
And you hope it's cold?
Yeah. I'm going to be on my own. It's a solo camping trip. So,
is this so you can get your license? You got to do one on your own to get your license.
I've done one alone before there, but the thing is my wife, she's been so against it for so long.
I'm with your wife.
I don't blame her.
Finally was able to talk her into this one. So.
We're going to call her. Keith and I are going to tell her no.
No.
You need to go with a friend.
I've tried to get a few guys.
You don't have any friends?
I have friends, but I've tried to get a few guys to go with me this month, and for some reason this month is super unavailable for all my friends, so I'm going to go at it alone.
It seems to me that a year or so ago that we made this little half-hearted pledge that we would take you fishing with us one day, then you take us camping with you. Did we say something like that?
Yeah. You guys want to go camping?
No, we don't want to go camping. We just said we'd do it. We didn't believe you were going, and your wife asked us to go too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we would go.
I don't know. Let's go down to Harrington one night.
Yeah.
We'll fish, take his tent, pop it up in the back of the boat. Sleep in the boat, camp and fish at the same time.
Oh,
that'd work, wouldn't it?
I don't know about all that.
Well, if you've never done it, I mean, it would be pretty good. All right, my friend.
Sounds like a good idea.
All right, I'm serious now. I've got my game face on here. I really want to go out and improve. I'm going to let you watch my fishing because I'm not doing something proper that I should be catching fish.
You're doing fine. You worry too much about it.
I ain't worried. Well, yeah, I'm worried because I ain't catching nothing. And I'm going to have to go back to golf if I don't get better.
Uh-oh.
And I know where that'll take me.
I told you the difference between golfers and fishermen.
No.
A golfer's just a guy that don't lie good enough to fish.
Yeah, I've been there. Getting my clubs all fixed up. I went and hit some balls the other day. Couple of tournaments coming up. Hey, let me tell you something exciting that's coming up. The end of July, they're going to have a Major League Baseball team that's coming to Louisville.
Ooh.
It's going to play at the Louisville Slugger Field. There will be 6 Woodbat college teams, 1 pro team. There'll probably be some UK players on there.
Mm.
1 pro team, and the pro team is going to have Johnny Damon, Chipper Jones, Big Poppy. And our coaching staff is going to be Doug Flynn, Tom Browning, Ronnie Oster, and our manager is going to be Johnny Bench.
Wow.
We will coach the pros. And then we will play against the college guys. So that'll be a whole fun week in Louisville.
Austin Kearns, now is he not? He won't be there?
You know what? No, but I ought to ask him to see if he's interested.
I bet he would do it.
Because he still could probably hit it a mile.
I'd say he could. And what's the guy from UK that played a couple years ago, hit all the home runs? What's he doing now? I haven't heard anything out of him for a while.
A.J. Reed. He's up and down with Houston.
With Houston, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so he got a world championship. Was he with them with the World Series?
I don't think he was with the big league team.
Oh, okay.
No, but he keeps coming, going up and down. I think he led all of minor league baseball in home runs last year.
Yeah, okay.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's tough to break into that outfield yeah. Houston has. They got a shoot, they got a
you
nice ball club.
You're not lying.
So, but, you know, yeah, he's a good one.
I know a guy played second base like that behind a real good team. He had to go to another team, finally get to play and get the gold glove. But.
That's all right. He got a couple of rings with the other one, so he ain't complaining.
That's right. That's exactly
I had somebody
right.
say to me the other day, they said, oh, look here, speaking of that, while we're doing the show, Sammy LaCure calling.
Sammy LaCure.
Let's get him on the show.
Okay. That'd be great.
Hey, Sammy, how you doing?
Doug, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Hey, we're doing a radio show right now, and I got you on live. Wait just a minute.
Put on the speaker. This is interesting.
How about that? You know how to work that, Josh?
I'm trying to get it out.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Better tell him.
Hang on there, Sammy.
Oh, you don't have an eighth inch in.
Oh, let me hear.
Put it on the speaker. Just hold it up there and speak.
Call us back.
All right. Oh, we lost.
Tell him to call us on this line.
I'll see if he calls back. All right. Now, that's quality radio for that you right there, ladies radio. And gentlemen. I tell you what. This is true. My friend Sam LaCure, who pitched for the Reds and was married to a good friend of mine named Lauren Gardner, who does TV work out in Denver, Colorado, and I did some minor league games with. Mm-hmm. And Sam has been out of the game now for a year. And so he just calling. So, and I've been trying to stay in touch with him, so I want to get back with him again.
Yeah.
Good guy. He's a good guy. I'd like to see him get into broadcasting or coaching.
Oh, really?
Because he's got a lot of respect from people in the game, and I think he'd be really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's one of those guys that he didn't have overpowering stuff, so he had to learn how to pitch with sinker, slider, throw the ball over the plate, and made himself into a good pitcher. And then he got released on April Fool.
Really?
And he thought it was
hard
a joke.
To take that one serious.
It was, and he went in, and Brian Price looked at him and said, Sammy, I'd not do that to you, buddy. But so I'm hoping he's bouncing back a little bit. He's moved back out to Texas now, I think. So
okay.
Need to check in with him. So there's my name drop for the day.
Yeah. Pitchers and catchers reported this week, didn't they?
Yeah.
This past week. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That means he'll be swinging and hitting here in the next week or so.
I'll be out there for a little bit doing some broadcasting.
Yeah, you got three or four games to do, don't
throwing
you?
Some BP.
Ooh.
I got to go throw some because I'm not going to go out there cold like I normally do and just get loose on a minute because that hurts.
Yeah, I'd say it does. I'd say it does.
I used to be able to do that, but I can't do that
well,
anymore.
Maybe you just need to fish more and practice as you're fishing.
There you go. I got these little rubber bands in the room that I'm using to do that. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
This thing is going by fast. Josh just said we only got a couple minutes left. Can you believe that?
No, because Josh is on a different time zone than we are. I feel like, all right, we're going. So, we're folks, going. Stand by because we hope to send you some great pictures of this next couple of days that Keith and I are going to try. Weather's not going to be the best. Doesn't matter. Fish are already wet.
For
We've
sure.
got a lot of different ammo that we're going to throw.
And you know how you can tell how they weigh, don't you? They already got their scales on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's
you know what I'm bringing, though? I'm bringing my scale because we say we caught this one with 3 and this one went 4. Yeah. And that, but I want to – I got my
Major League Fishing
yeah. scale.
Bring that and you can leave it in the boat if you want to.
how much stuff do I still have in your boat?
I'll give you back most of
it. Hey, you're back to a normal boat now. We don't have all that advertising on there now, do we?
It's a normal boat. A normal Ranger bass boat.
So nobody will be able to find us. We can hide now.
We can hide now.
That's right. So let's go out.
Why would we want to hide?
Yeah, really. Well, that's right. People see us and they say, oh, there's
don't go there.
Don't go there. Or
that might help. See, people are doing that right now. They're seeing us. We don't want to fish that stuff. And they go fish other stuff and catch them.
Or they could say, there's a lot of fish left there because those two guys just fished it.
Guaranteed. That's right.
All right, bud. Well, hey, Josh, when's your next game?
I got one tonight.
Who you got?
I have got LCA and Bryan Station.
Oh, where?
At Bryan Station.
Oh,
you'll
man.
You'll probably go be an alumnus.
I probably won't. At one time, I would have. But I do keep up with it and watch it. State tournament's coming up this year, and it's going to be exciting as
best
always.
Time of the year coming up, buddy. Fish, basketball, playoffs,
and everything.
NCAA March Madness.
Well, let's go get them, buddy.
I'm ready.
Let's go get them and take some pictures. Josh, we appreciate you having us come over here and being able to tape a little bit earlier than normal. And my friends, if we happen to miss you on the radio, by golly, we'll catch you somewhere on the water. For Doug and Josh and Keith, you've been listening to Big League Fishing.
Hey, folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
So if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. So for Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing.
And if we can't catch you on the water, you can catch us on the podcast app on Apple iPhones or on Google Play. You can just subscribe to us there. Just search Big League Fishing on either of those apps and we'll pop up and you can subscribe to us and give us reviews. We always like reviews. 5 stars, of course.
5 stars. We have made it to the big time.
We are podcasters.
Hey, this is former Cincinnati Red Doug Flynn and my pro fishing buddy Keith Munson. Hey, Keith, it's the winter time, but if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse, if you want to stay warm, if you want to fish, if you want to hike, or if you want to shoot or hunt, they got everything in the world.
Everything, absolutely everything you need. From fishing, hunting, keeping your feet and your toes warm, your nose warm.
Hey, guys, that's important too.
Guys, you're forgetting about camping.
Oh, that's right. We got the camper extraordinaire, Mr. Josh Rofness.
That's true.
Who got suited up pretty good. Hey, Josh, can you camp in this type of weather?
Absolutely, if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's just tell you this. If you're looking for the very best in quality and everything you could absolutely want when it comes to fishing, hunting, or just recreation, go see our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.